From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Folks on Haiti's north coast are still shaken after Saturday night's strong earthquake there killed at least a dozen people and injured almost 200. The quake was produced by a Caribbean fault line that's been relatively quiet for centuries. The 5.9 magnitude earthquake's epicenter was in the sea northwest of Haiti. It was the first strong jolt to hit Haiti since the 2010 earthquake that killed more than 200,000 people. And it was a reminder that too many of Haiti's houses and other structures still aren't sturdy enough to withstand large quakes. David Diller is an American Mennonite missionary in Port-au-Paix on Haiti's north coast.
One of the people in our church, their house, I mean, it took the whole thing. They ran out of the house, but they had forgotten one child. And when the thing stopped, they went back in, and it was God's protection because that child was on the floor. There was a pile of block on both sides of that child, and that child did not have a mark on it.
Like the fault line in southern Haiti that caused the 2010 earthquake, the Caribbean fault involved in Saturday's quake had been relatively dormant for the past few centuries. It's called the Septentrional Fault, and it's a bit of a mystery to scientists, says University of Miami geophysicist Falk Amelong.
This fault is supposed to rupture. We know from GPS measurement that it's moving relatively fast, but there was very little seismic activity in the last 500 years, and that is surprising.
Amelung says data show Saturday's earthquake involved a lot of vertical thrust instead of the horizontal push expected from that fault. And that adds to concerns about tsunamis should the fault move in that fashion under the sea again. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.